AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Authorities in Arizona are looking for leads in the search for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie.
We believe Nancy is still out there. We want her home.
Sheriff Chris Nano says DNA tests showed blood found on Nancy Guthrie's porch came back as a match to her. Authorities think she may have been taken from her home in Tucson against her will over the weekend. As for who may have done this.
At this time, we have not identified a suspect or a person of interest in this case.
The FBI's Heath Janke says there is a ransom note, but it was not sent to the Guthrie family.
A letter that was sent to the local media and then to national outlets.
He says the note included a demand for money and a deadline.
This is an 84-year-old grandma that needs vital medication for her well-being. You still have the time to do the right thing before this becomes a worse, much worse scenario for you.
Janke says any ransom decisions are up to the Guthrie family. The Senate's GOP leader is dismissing Democrats' demands for new restrictions on federal immigration officers.
John Thune warns the department will shut down next week unless Democrats negotiate with Republicans and the White House on a funding bill.
This is not a blank check situation where Republicans just to agree to a list of Democrat demands,
which include things like requiring officers to take off their masks and identify themselves. Thune says many proposals are unrealistic. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says this isn't about politics.
It's about people's basic rights. It's about people's safety.
And Democrats will not vote for a DHS spending bill when funding runs out unless there are big changes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
With the U.S.-Russia nuclear treaty set to expire, President Trump is calling for a new, stronger pact instead of extending the current agreement. The U.S. opens the Women's Olympic Hockey Tournament in Milan, beating the Czech Republic 5-1. This is AP News. The Bank of England is leaving interest rates unchanged.
As inflation is showing signs of slowing down and economic growth seems to be on the up, the central bank, which sets interest rates for the whole of the UK, kept its main rate unchanged at 3.75%. The bank has been steadily reducing interest rates over the past 18 months, usually every 3 months, and last cut its key rate in December by a quarter of a percentage point. Economic forecasts suggest further cuts are coming as the bank is predicting inflation will drop back from 3.4% to its 2% target in the coming months. Karen Shamas, London.
The San Francisco 49ers will be the team facing the Los Angeles Rams in the first ever regular season NFL game in Australia next season at the Melbourne Cricket Grounds. The NFL will play a record 9 international games next season, including the league's first games in Paris and Rio de Janeiro. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.